This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Hope you had a great weekend. Thanks for being with us this morning. All this week, WUWM News is exploring recent efforts to revitalize what was once a key thoroughfare through the city, but one which fell into decline decades ago. The Milwaukee River once was the catalyst for commerce and industry during the city's formative years and also provided recreation for the people who moved here. However, disregard for the river's health led to decades of decay. But fortunes are again changing for the river. Thousands of apartment and condominium units have gone into former factory buildings that line the river, and hundreds of millions of dollars have gone into the city's tax base in recent years. WUWM's Bob Bach boarded a boat and went for a tour of some of the riverbank's recent developments with the City of Milwaukee's Commissioner of Development, Rocky Marcou.
Rocky, we're going to take an interesting journey today down the Milwaukee River, and we're starting out along Commerce Street. We're near some brand new housing that is referred to as the Beer Line. Tell me a little bit about the significance of this area.
Well, the Beer Line started in about 1994 with a plan that wanted to take a space that had essentially most people had considered to be undevelopable. Matter of fact, at some point, the state was even, there was speculation they'd put a high security prison there. It had a lot of environmental issues. It had a lot of issues related to the location of its grades. But it also had an incredible location on the Milwaukee River. It was the site of the historic Beer Line. Actually, there's a remnant that we've passed of Byron Kilbourne's old railroad that still exists here. And the city put together a plan called the Beer Line Plan that allowed for tax incremental financing to come into play. The city paid for all of the infrastructure, the roads, the streets, water, sewer, that allowed the land to become developable, along with a very good plan for build-out. And then we kind of got the hell out of the way and let the private sector do what it does best, and that's maximize return on investment. We work with every owner as each particular development came out of the ground on their section of the Riverwalk, and you can see the Riverwalk is stupendous here. And as you continue down the Beer Line along the river, you start to see some of the adaptive reuse that's occurred as well. Some of the older tanneries and breweries that have been converted. You also see new build on spaces that had industrial that was not salvageable or wasn't feasible to convert. So it's a really nice mix. Then we, of course, get to the Pleasant Street area at Schlitz Park. Certainly a little further down here on the river, the north end, another beautiful site. Right across the street from that is the Flatiron Condominiums. And then you start to see the Park East Corridor, the Aloft Hotel, as we can see from the boat. Very beautiful development that's occurred here. The Modern, I mean, absolutely stunning. And you start seeing now as we go further down the river, we're going to be approaching the Central Business District and kind of the origins of the Riverwalk itself.
Rocky, we're traveling down the Milwaukee River. We just passed the Chase Bank. A beautiful green building in downtown Milwaukee. We're aboard the Harbor Seagull, a craft owned by the Port of Milwaukee. We've talked a little bit about the housing on the Beer Line and what that illustrates in terms of river development, but where did all this come from? That is to say, who was involved in the changes we're seeing today?
Well, Bob, it starts with a plan. So if you look at the Riverwalk itself, that was the outgrowth of some civic leadership. Gary Grunow and others working with John Norquist at the time who was mayor, trying to organize around a concept of how do we bring vitality back to the river? How do we restore people's sense of this being our main street? How do we come back to our roots? And so the Riverwalk is established first as the Downtown Business Improvement District 15, which is now on an ongoing fashion, responsible for working with the city on Riverwalk issues. But the city put a plan together, and then it funded that plan. You talked about the Beer Line, and you saw the success on the Beer Line. A lot of property values have been established there. That's an area that had a very low probability of development until the city stepped in with a tax incremental financing district, a plan called the Beer Line Plan. And we funded the infrastructure, which allowed and cleaned up the sites, which allowed the private sector to come in then and maximize return on investment, make that land available according to what was called out for the plan, and hundreds of housing units have been built. They're adding millions of dollars of tax base. So it's really about the public sector working together with the private sector, public sector showing leadership, as well as not just the political leadership about putting a plan out there and moving it forward, but funding it on a consistent basis. So the city has been a very good partner funding in the Beer Line, funding the Riverwalk. It continues to do that. The Third Ward is a great example of that as well. But also collaborating.
We're just passing by a very popular bar and restaurant called the Milwaukee Ale House. They have a kind of a two-deck seating arrangement for people to look out over the river, which reminds me that there's been a great public buy-in to what's happened along this Riverwalk.
You see people going back and forth. You see young people. You see older folks, everybody in between, a very diverse group of folks. You've got a beautiful street edge that used to be a stub-end street that the city has turned into a park, working with the Third Ward Business Improvement District. And then you see all of the harborage that's provided by the docks that allow transient boaters to move back and forth along the river. You have folks that are pedestrians, all connecting. You have a lot of people that are working in offices that we see on the upper floors of some of these buildings. You have ground level that is populated mostly by restaurants, some of it's retail. The beauty of it is we can get on here at the Ale House and actually walk on the river and get to any number of city streets that connects the heart of the city's grid system in the downtown Central Business District, the Third Ward, Beer Line. All of that is accessible via the Riverwalk. As we are talking, we see a freight train actually going over the rail bridge at the intersection or the confluence of the Milwaukee and the Menominee. You see here the life of the city. You see the transportation assets, you see the people assets, you see the real estate assets. But above all, you see the incredible asset that water is to this city and to this region. The lake itself, of course, and then the three rivers here in Milwaukee that feed into that lake and that have been so much a part of the city's success, of its birth, of its origin, certainly, of how it flourished as a manufacturing center, and now how it is flourishing in its renaissance as a 21st century area for commerce, for culture, and to be a very exciting place for people to live, work, and play.
As we continue by boat south down the Milwaukee River, we also see, as we have before, some very expensive-looking boats that are moored in various slips right across the river from some what looks to be high-end new housing. The value of this housing, is there any way to peg the dollar figure on that?
Well, the dollar figure just along the river is astounding. I mean, you had a base value on the Business Improvement District 15 of about $300 million in 1994. That's well over $600 million today. And that's including the recent downturn, obviously, in property values related to the Great Recession. When those property values bounce back, that figure will rise as well. But it's an impressive figure. The Beer Line figure, very impressive as well. Millions and millions of dollars worth of new housing, as well as adaptive reuse into offices, restaurants, retail, and some of the housing, it's a mixed bag. The Beer Line is predominantly new housing, but here in the Third Ward and in the Central Business District, the housing is primarily adaptive reuse. Older buildings that have been repurposed that have now a new lifestyle, a new lifespan, and have added to the vitality, the eclectic nature of it, the architectural interest, and the variety of what people want. People want variety, and the Riverwalk provides all of that.
Rocky, we are making a turn, kind of angling toward the east, and the port of Milwaukee Harbor. And again, it's really a prime site to see new development.
At the Water Street Bridge, absolutely. I mean, you've got an incredible number of new builds in this general area, along with adaptive reuses. So, you know, we're passing by the Point, which is a fabulous adaptive reuse. It's a combination of a remodeling or adaptive reuse of an old cold storage terminal with some new space that was added. You see the Screaming Tuna there and other some offices, as well as it's primarily residential, of course. You see Castings Point, which is just on the Walker's Point side of the river, and you see a number of developments there. South 2nd Street and South 1st Street are really becoming quite a hub. There's a lot of activity as well just on the river itself, where you see a number of condominium developments. There's some new builds here. We'll be approaching Myad, which has a beautiful place along the river. We also are passing the Hofco shoe polish home, a factory. It's not the only factory left on the river, but it's one of the few remaining factories that kind of harken back to what used to be on the river. And so it's an interesting story, this part of the river. It's got a little bit of the past and certainly a lot of what can happen in the future.
We have talked in some detail about the new housing that's been built along the river, moving all the way up to Pleasant Street for that matter. Is there a chance that there is too much? Has this been overbuilt, do you think?
No, not at all. I think the valuation, if you look at most of the increase, you've got certainly a lot of it, there's a lot been driven by office there, but the vast majority of it is residential, almost 2,000 units that have been built in and around the river, a combination of adaptive reuse and new builds. There is great potential for many, many more units. And obviously, everyone's aware of right now we're in a down cycle somewhat of in the housing cycle, although we do have some a lot of high-end apartments going up in the downtown and some here in the Third Ward. Looking to the future, I think you're going to see the absorption of the existing inventory, and then the potential to build more units is definitely there, because some prime sites are still left on the river. We saw a number of them today, and they're like somewhat like missing teeth, if you will. It's a missing tooth on the Riverwalk, but it's also a missing tooth in the development pattern, and those are going to fill in because people love living in the downtown. They love living along the river, especially in the lake, and you see more and more folks moving in. You see the restaurants that are very active. You have, in this case, we're passing by MIAD. You've got a lot of students who come to the city, whether they're at UWM or MIAD or Marquette or MSOE, Alverno, Stritch. They come here, they experience it, and more of them are staying around. They're saying, you know what, Milwaukee has got a lot to offer. It's an affordable city, for one thing. Whether you're young or old, it's a very affordable city relative to other great urban centers. And make no mistake about it, Milwaukee is a great urban center. And I think that everything that's been done here over the last 20 years and what's going to happen over the next 20 years is really going to be instructive in bringing forward not only just the property values, but it's going to increase the population of the city, increase the population within the areas that we've been talking about today along the river, and you're going to see more and more people wanting to develop. And I think you're going to see a lot more interest as time goes by in areas that people right now would say, well, that's probably not going to be developed. I think 10 years from now, you could look at the same property and say, wow, look at what they developed there. Isn't that extraordinary?
Rocky Marcoux is Development Commissioner for the City of Milwaukee. He spoke with Bob Bach as part of the WUWM News Department series on the Milwaukee River, which runs through this week. You can listen to other parts of the series at WUWM.com. Luxury cars have come a long way since the days when a jeweler could split diamonds in the back seats. Our auto contributor talks about the evolution of the luxury ride when Lake Effect returns after a break on WUWM.